The battle over who should head the High State Attorney's Office in Prague, as well as the implications of the return of the office's old new head, Vlastimil Rampula, are of course very much at the center of media attention. And Daniela Lazarova asked commentator Jiří Pehe for his interpretation of the affair.
The situation in the office of the chief prosecutor really can be interpreted on several different levels. The most simple interpretation is that this is a battle between two groups within the Czech judiciary, fight for power. But I think that probably the interpretation that this is also a struggle for the future functioning of Czech democracy is more appropriate. And what I have in mind is the fact that we are indeed watching a battle between Mr. Zeman, who is the general prosecutor in the Czech Republic, and Mr. Rampula for how in the future various corruption cases and various economic crimes will be prosecuted. And I think that Mr. Rampula indeed has been a very controversial figure who, it seems, managed to sweep many important cases under the carpet, so to speak. And Mr. Zeman is trying to reopen many of these cases and in the future also punish those who commit economic crimes or are involved in large-scale corruption.
Do you feel that politicians are too heavily involved here? Because we have seen a Radek Jón of Public Affairs call a special session of the Security Committee, this talk that the Justice Minister's head could roll over this.
Well, I think that we should notice a very interesting development in connection with this case. Not much was happening when Mr. Zeman, the general attorney, recalled Mr. Rampula, or when he proposed his recall to Minister Pospíšil. It was accepted by some politicians and some people in the judiciary with a lot of unease, but really no open revolt against Mr. Zeman took place. It all started in a moment when Mr. Mitchell was appointed by Mr. Zeman in Mr. Rampula's place, and he decided to reopen some corruption cases, former investigations which were closed. And in that moment, we started seeing political attacks from parts of the judiciary and so on, all of them trying to get Mr. Rampula back and somehow also undermine the position of the Minister of Finance. All of this tells me that there are very powerful people in this country, in politics and the economy, who are terribly afraid that Mr. Zeman could indeed start reopening some of these cases or that he could press charges and some heads would be rolling, and those would be the heads of some very important people in this country.
Jiří Pehe, political analyst, was talking there to Daniela Lazarová.